couple of days, I've had the opportunity to be in here in the morning, listen to what our community is saying. And so I summarized everything I could in the last hour and a half that has been said. And in the way of, I guess this would be somewhat of an editorial, I'm going to express the opinion that the community has here, and something that I don't often get the opportunity to do, but I believe this hits home. You know, there's moments when a community is tested, not by recession, not by disaster, but by the choices that its leaders make. Your county is facing one of those moments, and for years, people have talked about bringing transformational industry to our community. The kind of investment that creates careers instead of jobs, the kind of that gives our children a reason to stay and our grandchildren a reason to come home. Then came Octa Farmer, an opportunity measured not only in dollars but in hope. The city of Rock Hill did its part. It invested, it planned, and negotiated in good faith. An agreement that was reached and a partnership was formed, and everyone understood the rules until the rules changed. At the 11th hour, the tax-sharing formula was rewritten, stripping away the city's agreed-upon share and placing a greater burden on every community that made this project possible. That isn't a partnership, and it isn't fairness. No one wins when governments begin competing with one another instead of working alongside one another. No one benefits when commitments become negotiable after the hard work's already been done. The people of York County have spoken. Business leaders have spoken. Citizens have spoken. Now it's time for County Council to listen. Step back, take a breath, restore the original agreement. This isn't just about tax dollars. It's about trust. It's about keeping our word. It's about proving that York County is a place where a handshake still means something and where public partners honor the commitments they made. Projects like Octa Farmer come along once in a lifetime, but they can go away. Let's not become the community that let one of the greatest economic opportunities in our history slip through our fingers over a disagreement that can still be resolved. Leadership is not measured by who wins the argument. Leadership is measured by who protects the future. County Council still has that opportunity for Rock Hill, for York County, for every family whose future may one day depend on the decisions they make today.
Well said. Well said. As the mayor said last night on his Facebook post, we get one opportunity like this and no more.
That's
period.
It.
You got it.
Tonight's the night. Vote will take place at the Heckel office, Manning, at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock is when the meeting is going to be held.
Third reading.
I have received assurances that the discussion will be in open forum.
So it's public. Okay.
We're not going to be an executive, run into executive session.
And is the public allowed to be there?
Oh,
is the
God,
question.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
Not a huge place. So.
No. You may stay down the hallway, but I think it also will be streamed.
Yeah, it'll be streamed available there. So, of course.
Sound will be terrible, but it'll be streamed.
We will share the stream on our Facebook page as well there, so you can check it out. So we'll have it on our both WRHI and CN2's Facebook page. Of course, we'll have all the feedback from it tomorrow, but it happens 6 o'clock tonight, third reading of the Octa Farmer Project. Alan Miller, Manning Kimmel, thank you so much.